This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. And what do you say? Let's dive right in, unpack the 5 days gone by. For that, we've got Catherine Rampell from The Washington Post, Felix Salmon from Fusion, about which, by the way, everybody's got a new job except me. Hey, guys.
Hey, Kai.
I know.
Okay.
I know, right?
Are you looking for a new job?
No.
We might have one for you.
I got in such trouble once when I said that on the radio, and so I am not looking for a new job. Felix, I will start with you, and I come to you. Number one, because you're a bond market guy, but number two, because I'm confused. Things are generally going well economically. Most of the indicators are positive or trending that way. And yet people are leaving stocks and buying bonds, which is what they do when they're nervous. Explain.
Well, if you saw the level of the stock market, you might be nervous as well right now. Everything has a price. And I think the reason why they're buying bonds is because the thing which is the risk to bonds, which mm-hmm. is inflation, doesn't seem like it's going to turn up anytime soon. So if inflation is low and bonds seem safe, while stock market volatility goes up and stocks seem risky, doesn't that make sense to you?
Yeah, you know, maybe I suppose in the abstract, but Catherine, why is there no inflation yet in this economy? I mean, we had consumer price index and PPI out, and at a core basis, right, you take out fuel and energy and food, there's nothing price-wise.
There's still so much slack in the labor force, in the labor market. People aren't getting hired. That's not pushing pressure upward on wages. You know, that's not pushing upward pressure on the things that people buy. I think you really need to see a lot more activity in the economy, particularly in the hiring market, before you really need to worry about inflation.
All right. Well, we shall see on that one. Two less zeitgeisty, more specific questions. Mel Watt, the new director of the FHFA, the oversight agency of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, came out this week and said, listen, we're gonna make it easier, basically. It's convoluted, but we're going to make it easier for people to get mortgages, take out loans, and hopefully boost the housing market that way. Felix, what do you think about that? Is that a safe and a good thing to do?
I've always been suspicious about the U.S. government trying to boost the economy by making houses more expensive. I don't think this is a great technique, but the fact is that if you live in a country with 60-something percent home ownership, all of that, those policies always become very popular politically because people like to see the value of their homes go up.
Yeah, but it's so interesting, Catherine, because the official policy of the United States government, I do believe Mr. Watt's boss, the president, wants to do something about Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac and make them smaller, right? Reform them and maybe get rid of them?
Yeah, I mean, the administration has thrown its support behind a bill that's kind of dead at this point to wind down Fannie and Freddie, but to replace them with something else, hopefully
yeah.
something more permanent that would encourage homeownership, of course. I mean,
yeah.
it doesn't seem like that policy goal has turned around at all. But, you know, they want to wind down Fannie and Freddie, but not because they want to get rid of the various subsidies that we currently have.
Right. And since winding down Fannie and Freddie is going to happen on the 12th of never, we may as well use them while we've got them.
Right. I will say here, by the way, just to head off the cards and letters, that yes, the FHFA is technically an independent agency. All right. On the way out, Felix, just a sensibility question. What do you think of Tim Geithner's book, The Press Rollout, and all of that, honestly, hoo-ha around the former Treasury Secretary's memoirs?
I am enjoying the book. I haven't finished it. I find it infuriating in parts and suffused with what you might call white technocratic privilege.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad he's written it because it does, as Michael Lewis said in the New York Times, it really makes his personality, it brings it out, and it was hidden for the entire crisis pretty much.
Yeah, well, that's actually true. For my money, too many charts and graphs, but that's neither here nor there. Catherine, thoughts on the Secretary's book before we go?
I have not read it yet, so I'm not sure I have a whole lot to add.
I'll tell you.
I've been following some of the reaction from, like, Sheila Bair and
yeah,
Neil
well,
Barofsky
yeah.
and some of the others who are clearly unhappy about their portrayals in the book. So I'm very intrigued to see some of the political infighting that he portrays or doesn't portray.
I got a copy. I can mail it to you. All right?
Okay, thanks.
Catherine Rampell from The Washington Post, Felix Salmon from Fusion. Thanks, you guys. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, Kai.